have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, excuse me, instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, JESSE, JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, it's a Ola, it's a Si Señor, it's a Gracious. It is a Common Televo. Are you... Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Know thyself. It is for those men and women who want to overcome. The male and females who want to overcome, and you can. Most don't, and that's fine. Stay in your hell. See how far that gets you in life. But for those men and women, male and female, who are working on themselves, and maybe those who are now thinking about it, do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to continue to hear it, whether you are jogging or walking, working out, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or chasing ice, or you may be running from them or trying to protect yourself. Or you may be an illegal alien trying to hide, run away from ICE, fight with ICE, whatever it is you're doing. You can podcast the show, but you can still listen to Jesse Lee Peterson's show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats, go to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond, JLP Cash App. Bond, JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday.
Yee-haw!
And Tuesday reminds me of the good old days when America was America, home of the free and of the brave. It reminds me when music was truly music. And it reminded me of the days when I was down in Sweet Home, Alabama, down there on that plantation, picking cotton, picking candy yams, walking down the road at night or in the daytime, riding my horse over to my girlfriend's house on Sundays after the Sunday church. It reminded me of when black people were free and free thinkers, and they didn't hate the white man. They didn't blame the white man or anyone. It reminds me of country and Western Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
Bring back.
Yeehaw!
Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Nice. So, it's a spiritual battle. I was thinking about human nature because I deal with people all the time, in counseling, wherever, on the road, wherever. And I was thinking about human nature, all the different aspects of human nature. You ever think about that? Hey, human nature.
Yeah, a little bit.
You don't sound sure. And when you think of human nature, what do you think about it?
Evil, selfishness, predictable. Kind of, in a sense, it's predictable.
Absolutely.
Petty.
That's deep. I was thinking about human nature, and over the years, as I wake up, and not because of my own doing, but when I'm awakening out of the slumber of my sleep, I thought about human nature. I think about human nature, and when I talk to people and everything, and I realize a couple things about human nature. And I realized that human nature is the devil's nature. Human nature is the devil nature. That's why the Spirit of Truth said, I will give you a new nature, a God's nature. And we have nothing to do with either one, right? But human nature is the devil nature. And I got a couple of examples. One aspect of the devil's nature, probably the leading one, but one of them. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. If you really pay attention to angry people, resentful people, jealous people, revengeful people, that's the devil's nature. And they cannot survive without hating themselves and others and being hated. They work overtime to make you, influence you to hate them back. They chase you down to get you to hate them back. And that's why I'm telling you or encouraging you right now. Do what you want, of course. But as of right now, this very moment, 6:10 a.m. Pacific time, Eastern time, Western time, over to Europe time, already Wednesday in time, you can drop your anger right now. That's the devil's nature. That's not yours. And you can drop it right now. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. Hate it. And you work overtime to be hated because you hate. And it's not your nature. It's the devil's nature. all human beings who have anger and they are not working on themselves, they have not dropped that anger, that's the devil's nature. And that's why you burn. That's why you're so miserable. Because if you haven't noticed, you should notice that when you're hating another, you're hating yourself. You're burning on the inside. You don't have peace when you hate. That's the devil's nature. So drop the anger now. You don't have to live with it. From this point forward, it's going to be done. You don't have to be angry. That's the devil's nature. And you hurt from your anger on the inside. You burn. What you do to others, you're really doing it to yourself. You're burning. You're miserable on the inside. That's one aspect of the devil's nature. Another thing I noticed about the devil's nature, and I hear it all the time, and not just when people wake up, you know, like when people learn the Bible or they go to church or they learn about parents and they hate their mother right away or their father, right away and or their father. They want to run and tell somebody, you gotta forgive your mama. You need to do this and do that. And when they don't do it, you can't understand why they're not listening to such a smart, wise person. You get mad because they don't listen to you. That's the devil's nature. You get upset because they won't, whether it's so-called religious advice or spiritual advice or just regular advice about anything. The devil get mad when you don't listen to the devil. And they say, you just don't like me because I'm a child of God. You're just mad because I'm telling you the truth. That's what the devil says. The devil will say, you know, okay, that's fine. You don't have to listen. The devil get upset because you didn't take the devil's advice. The religious person or the non-religious person. And then the devil attacks. Because you then take their advice, the devil's advice, and you call it your own advice. That's the devil's nature. That's the human nature. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing, hate?
It is.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, come here.
It's a mess.
Have you ever gotten mad at someone because they don't take your advice? Whether it's religious advice or material advice or whatever. You just don't want to listen.
Why did I even tell you?
I know. Have you gotten upset if somebody didn't take your advice ever?
Yeah, definitely. And I've had people get mad when I don't take their advice.
Yeah. That's the devil's nature. The devil get upset. The devil says that he's smart, he or she is smart. And why are you not taking my advice? The wife get upset at the husband, or the husband get upset at the wife, because if one didn't take the other one's advice, the devil get ticked. That's human nature. Human nature is the devil's nature. Amazing, huh? Isn't that something? Amazing. I have one example, and then I'm going to show you some example of the devil's nature, which is human nature. I noticed that the devil always have a cause. Always have a cause. He always has a cause. God, country, and a cause. Have you noticed that? I'm fighting for the country. I'm fighting for abortion. I'm fighting against abortion. I'm fighting for God. I'm fighting for the Lord. The devil always has a cause. I'm fighting for the blacks. I'm fighting for the Allahu Akbar people, the Arabs. I'm fighting for the Muslim. I'm fighting against the Jews because the Jews messed up my country. The devil always has a cause. God, country, or some type of a cause. Have you noticed that, hey? They're always fighting for something.
True.
God's nature said, lay your weapon down and don't fight. The devil says, fight, fight, fight. Always have a cause. God, country, you go to the military and they tell you, you are a hero. You lost all both of your legs, your brains about messed up, but you're a hero. They put you in the military and you convince you that you're fighting for a cause. They tell you you got to fight for God. God tell you not to fight for him, but the devil tell you you do have to fight for God. The Christians tell one another, you got to fight for God. And God is not in it at all. God tell you not to fight, not to convince, not to argue. Don't try to prove anything. But the devil tell you to fight. Fight for abortion. Fight against abortion. Fight for the illegal aliens. Fight against the illegal aliens. The devil's nature, which is human nature, always has a cause. God, country, or some type of cause. And then they get in groups. And even though they should not be fighting, they look around and these people are following them. And they say, well, I must be right. These people are with me and they're telling me I'm right. They join the group. And the whole group is wrong. But they're fighting for a cause. Human nature is the devil's nature. I want to give you a... I'm fighting against white supremacy. The devil always has a cause. And then they fight. And nothing gets settled. Except false ego thrills. And they kill each other and everything for a cause. And nothing gets settled. I want to give you examples of the devil fighting for causes. It's just devils fighting for a cause on both sides. And both sides think that they're right and they're wrong. Both sides are wrong. Lay down your weapons. And the spirit of truth will fight on your behalf for you, the son or the daughter of the spirit of truth. You don't need to fight. That's the devil's nature. And human nature is the devil's nature. Here's an example of devils fighting. All for a cause. And both sides think that they are right when they are both wrong. God, country, or some type of cause, they create a cause. Even the mothers fight the adult children if you don't let them be with the grandchildren. That's my grandchild. I got those are my grandchildren. Grandmama deserves to be around grandchildren. And they get mad if you say no. A cause. Human nature is the devil's nature. And they love their thrills. Here's an example. ABC 7. Friends, relatives, and civil rights advocates gather at a candlelight vigil on Saturday night, January 10th, to remember a man killed by an off-duty immigration and customs enforcement, better known as ICE agent, in Northridge, California on New Year's Eve. Watch the devils at work. ABC 7.
Keith Porter's mother, overcome with grief at the candlelight vigil in Carson, where she raised him.
That's a devil.
This is the second memorial in a week for the father of two shot and killed in Northridge by an off-duty ICE agent on New Year's Eve.
Took our loved one from us. You murdered our loved one, and it's not fair. It's not right.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, the off-duty ICE agent heard gunfire near his apartment and went to check it out. That's when DHS says the officer encountered Porter holding a long rifle. Advocates say Porter's gunfire that night was his way of observing the holiday.
Yes, it was illegal, but at the end of the day, it's American tradition.
I'm 80 years old. It's happened as long as I can remember. That's one of the things that happens. People shoot guns as part of fireworks and celebration of the new year.
But the agent allegedly ordered Porter to put down the weapon. And when he didn't comply, DHS says the off-duty officer fired his service gun. The agency claims Porter fired 3 rounds at the off-duty agent before he was killed.
Devil's nature, fighting for a cause. Human nature is the devil's nature. Amazing, huh? Here's another devil that, according to this report, went all the way to the funeral, had nothing to do with it, didn't know the folks or anything. But the devil's nature pretend they're doing it out of love. And it's all a thrill. A stranger named Judy drove 20 miles for the man's memorial and attendees of the funeral. This female, according to this report, drove 20 miles to be at this man's memorial services. And the attendees at the funeral wanted the ICE officer fired. The devil's nature is human nature, and human nature, which is the devil's nature, always have a cause. They love to fight because the devil want to pretend that the devil is always right on both sides. Watch this from ABC. This heifer went all the way to it through and they didn't even know the folks. Watch this from, according to the report, ABC 7.
This is a human rights issue.
The 43-year-old's death, touching complete strangers. Judy Vaughn from Mid-City drove 20 miles to Carson for his memorial instead of marching at an anti-ICE protest closer to home.
We all need to recognize the shared humanity and come together. And I just wanted to be here to be a part of this group saying his life is valuable, his life matters, and we need to speak out in as many ways as possible.
While LAPD investigates what led up to Porter's final moments, people here want the off-duty ICE officer identified, arrested, and charged.
Amazing.
Hurt, lost. This is my brother. He was my life. He was
hurt,
my kid's life.
Lost.
He was the life of our family.
Yeah, right. He is not the life of your family, heifer. Only God gives life, and Satan takes it away. That's the devil's nature. Those are examples of the devil's nature, and they always have a cause. That white female, the devil. Human, something she said. Civil rights. And there's no such thing as civil rights. There are no such thing as that. That's made up. But that's the devil's nature. You got to have a fight going on. You got to have a cause. Isn't that amazing? Lay your anger down right now and be free. An 84-year-old woman from Mid-City traveled all the way to Carson. And if she had said all the way to Carson for it, if she had said something wrong about those blacks out there, they disagree, they'll turn on her and she'll be hung up if she didn't lick boots. An old woman is still stupid. The devil's nature. Emotions are of their father, the devil. Anyone that's angry and is an emotional person, it's stupid to be mad. It's stupid to have a cause. That's the devil's nature. And let me show you the big devil. And you know his natures of the devil, being Crump. Commented on this, on X about this particular case. Watch this.
Ben Crump, ambulance chaser, says Keith Porter Jr. was a father of 2, a son, and a brother whose life was stolen by an off-duty ICE agent. His family gathered in grief, demanding the truth. We will continue to stand with Keith Porter Jr.'s family until there is justice, transparency, and answers.
Amazing. It says ambulance chaser.
No, I added that in.
Oh, okay.
Regret it after I said it.
I didn't think the meeting would be right now.
No.
Oh, okay. You added that. And this will not be settled until all the money run out. What a mess, huh? You have people fighting for God. The devil's nature. God does not need you to fight for her, for him. Not her, him. God doesn't need you to fight for him. What the? How you going to fight for God when all power and all authority come from God? How are you going to fight for God when God tells you not to fight? Lay down your weapon. And you fight. And you say you're fighting for God. When other people don't like God, the devil children don't like God, they out protesting and carrying on, you get mad at them for protesting. And you think you're right. Two devils fighting. The devil always has a cause. God, country, or some sort of a cause. The devil's nature always try to teach. God said, don't teach. Don't let no man teach you. No woman, no man teach you. And what do? You go out teaching. You become a street preacher. Or you become a preacher. Or you become educated, and now you're trying to teach everybody. Human nature is the devil's nature. He said, let no one teach you. The Holy Spirit would teach you all things. Even in my fellowship on Sundays, I tell the people, hey, don't just come here and sit here like a rock waiting to be taught. I'm pointing you back to the source in you that can teach you. The same source that teaches me will teach you. Let no one teach you. And when we fellowship to edify one another. To hear how you're changing and how you're doing it, where you went wrong and what you realized. You have a teacher within. But the intellectual people, which are of the devil, they love the teacher and they don't even know what they're talking about. And they just drive you deeper into hell. But you let them teach you. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. The devil always has a cause. Fighting for God, fighting for country, or creating some type of cause. You get mad at the women who kill the children inside their womb like it has something to do with you. You're the devil. And then you get mad at the people who are not for abortion as though it has something to do with you. You're the devil. Human nature is evil. Here's another example, and then I'll take your calls, of the devil with a cause. Right after this break. And then your phone call. And the devil always attacks other people. White supremacy, white privilege. And I'm jealous of white privilege. So you need to get back and give me your things. Because you have white privilege. And then the dumb white people say, well, I know I have white privilege. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. Back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on. And people want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Human nature is the devil's nature. Angry human beings cannot survive without hating and being hated. The devil can't survive without hating and being hated. Human nature is the devil's nature. The devil loves to teach. The moment you think you got something, first thing you want to do, go and teach. You want to go. Christ said, you've been healed, tell nobody. The devil said, go and tell the world, and you go and tell the world. Because you're of your father, the devil. And if the world don't accept it, you get mad at the world. Like, I'm the devil. I'm smart. And you're not going to listen to the devil? What the? And you get mad. If you don't accept the word, whether practical thinking or spiritual, religious thinking or religious, or non-religion, human nature is the devil. Look how human nature treat one another. And treat themselves. There's no love in it at all. And then the devil say, I'm a good person. And so, yeah, what's good about you? Oh, I go to work. I provide. I do this. No, but what's good about you? There's nothing good about human nature, because human nature is the devil's nature. You must be born again. You must be born again. Overcome. You need a new nature. We all need that new nature. That's why you have to return to the Father. You must forgive. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Ain't no hate in there. All love. Pure energy given to him by God. And check out Punchy TV. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. You can podcast. It's amazing. I want to give you one other quick example and show you the devil's nature. Another example of the devil's nature is fear. When someone say, I am afraid, I'm lonely, I'm shy, I'm nice, that's the devil's nature. They are saying, I am of the devil. They're saying that I am of the devil. Because that's the devil's nature. Fear is not of God. and it's not of you. It's in you, but your nature is that of evil. And evil pretends to be afraid. It tells you how afraid you are. It tells you, don't go on that stage. Everybody going to be looking. What would they think about you? What would they say? And you sit in an illusion of fear, worshiping the devil. Another example of the devil's nature, which is human nature, which is the devil's nature. The devil convicts you. It tells you how wrong you are. Or how good you are. And then how wrong you are. And now you've been convicted. And you think that the Spirit of God is convicting you. That's the devil convicting you. And the reason I know that for a fact, because there's no you to be convicted. It's a false self. It's the devil's nature. You think it's your nature being convicted because you feel the pain. And you've been told all your life, God convict us. The Holy Spirit convicts you. And you believe it. And because you believe it, you become servants of your father, the devil. And the devil always has a cause. God, a cause, country, and then they kill you if you don't agree with their religion, if your religion is different than their religion. People over the years have been killed because they disagree. Your religion is better than my religion. My religion is better than your religion. And then they start a war. They cut each other's heads off, all kind of stuff. Has nothing to do with God. And it's amazing to see that. This is from the mirror. This is another example of human nature, which is the devil's nature with a cause. This is the Mirror U.S. This is from the Mirror U.S. A video clip shows a man in Minnesota standing outside his home at St. Paul with a rifle, pledging to protect his neighbor and neighbors as Immigration and Customs Enforcement makes its way through the city. Watch this from Freedom News TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at the devil with a cause.
You live in the neighborhood?
Yep, this is my block, this is my area. I don't go into other people's neighborhoods and try and intimidate them. I protect my people.
Are you giving out your name?
No, I'm okay with that. This is our neighborhood showing up.
You guys had a lot of people out here, right?
At least 30 or more.
Yeah.
40 or 50.
That's pretty good for a quick turnout.
The devil's nature at work. Remember that woman that was shot, that female that was shot by the ICE agent, according to the report? She called herself, had a cause. And she fought against the law, or with the law, and the law won. Where's her cause now? Where's her cause now? The white man out there with a rifle. What the? The devil with a rifle. Think about that. He has a gun, allegedly, to try to stop ICE from collecting the illegal aliens. If you don't know that, that's the devil's nature. It ain't love. That's more sure. Get to know yourself, folks, individually. Get to know yourself. The hell with the world. The world, meaning the human beings of the world, are evil. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. That's why you need a new nature. Human nature attacks because there's no love in it. And the devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. Being hated. What a mess. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. But you, as an individual, there are men and women who are working on themselves. They're coming to perfect peace on earth. the hell going on around them, but not to, it's not happening to them. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I want to go to first-time caller out of Illinois. Chicago? DeJohn, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. Speak right into the phone or a little louder.
How you doing? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nothing. I've just been following. I've been following up a lot of politics lately.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to challenge a couple theories I've been taught, you feel me? You know, growing up, you know?
Yes.
So I hear you keep talking about the devil and, you know, how he works and stuff, right?
Yes.
So you speaking of in like Christian or in like all religion?
All religion. God has nothing to do with religion at all, any religion.
Okay, so how do you, okay, so y'all, you're Pentecostal, okay. Do you believe in like, so you say the devil does the devil work. Do you believe that colonization is the devil?
Who?
Colonization.
Who is that?
You know, like, you know, colonization, just the old, you know, the back when the white man, you know, came and preached the word of God in order to convert you. Do you believe that that's the devil?
Preaching the word of God, trying to convince you?
Convert you, yes.
Oh, yeah. That is of the devil.
That's the devil?
Yes.
Okay.
But why do you call that colonization? You should say colonization.
Yeah.
The devil is always trying to teach about God, and the devil doesn't even know God. The devil doesn't even want anything to do with God. And if you notice, angry people, anyone that has anger, an iota of anger, don't know God. They don't even want anything to do with God.
Mm. Well, recently, you know, I'm Christian and stuff, right?
You're a Christian?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
So do you know that the word Africa is a Christian word?
No, but I'm not surprised.
Yes, it is a Christian word. Most people think it came from an emperor named Africanus.
Uh-huh.
It did not come from Africanus. It was there before Africanus. Africanus, yes.
Okay, Africana what?
Africanus, you know, he conquered North Africa, and that's why he got his name, Africanus.
Okay, amazing. Let me ask you this. How long have you been a Christian?
I've been a Christian all my life since I was born.
You were born a Christian?
Born a Christian.
How you born? And do you have anger?
Do I have anger?
No, do you have anger?
Yes, I'm a human. Yes, I'm human. I'm a human. I'm not perfect. That's your first question of the stream.
And so,
am I perfect?
And why you're not perfect?
Well, With Jesus, I could be perfect, you know. I'm good enough. But only God is perfect, you feel me? And I'm a human, so you feel me?
And who told where you get that from? Who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
I mean, you was just speaking on human nature, you know. And the Bible also says that, yeah, Jesus already
gives. Do you love God?
Yeah. Do I love God?
No, do you love God?
Yes.
And if you love God, how can you love Satan too?
Do I love God? How do I love Satan?
Yeah, how can you be of Satan and of God?
I don't love Satan.
Then why do you still have anger then? Anger is of your father, the devil.
Emotions, yeah.
Why don't you drop your anger?
I didn't drop my anger.
Why don't you drop
because
it?
Because it gave me strength. It gave me strength.
What kind of strength?
I mean, it gave me strength. It didn't, I ain't submissive. I'm not submissive.
But anger is of your father, the devil. There's no strength. The devil has no strength.
Are you sure? Are you sure anger is the devil?
100%.
I thought God was also angry.
That's why God, no, he's not. That's why he said, don't. No. He said, don't even trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. So if he were angry.
God says that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what verse that is.
So let me tell you this. You need to put a battery in your smoke detector.
Yes.
Why do you put a battery in
it? Can you hear me loud and clear now?
It making a chirping sound.
Nah. I'm not. I think it's nah. Do you hear me loud now?
Yeah. But change the battery, man.
So.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
so you want to have you forgiven your mother?
Forgive my mother?
Yeah.
For what?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 28.
Have you forgiven your mother?
For what? My mother is, I love my mother. So have I forgiven? Jesus forgive my mother.
Have you forgiven her?
For what? What's she done to me?
Was she perfect?
Is she perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mother's perfect?
Yeah.
So why do you get angry at her then?
No, I don't get angry at my mother. I didn't say I get angry at my mother.
Do you get angry at your father?
No.
And
I may get angry with strangers.
But not with your father or mother?
No, I don't get angry with them.
And are you close to your father or mother?
I'm close to my mother.
You close to your mother?
Yeah.
Why?
God is my father. God is my father.
You don't have an earthly father?
God is my father.
You don't have an earthly father?
God is my father.
How about you don't have an earthly father?
I have a stepfather.
Where's your real father?
I don't never met him.
Really?
To be honest.
Why not?
Yes. I just never ever met him because he's also dead, and I also never ever met him. I don't even know if he's dead or not, but I think he's dead. I also never ever met him.
Well, John, I gotta run. Thanks for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jeremiah, a first-time caller out of California. Jeremiah, you are on the air.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking about people who are of their father, the devil, right?
I'm talking about anyone that has anger is of the devil, and the devil cannot survive without hating and being hated.
Okay, so actually, I don't know why you would say that anger makes somebody of their father, the devil, because anger comes from God. It's something called righteous anger. And actually, since we're talking about the Bible.
And God said that. Do not trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. Why do you think anger came from God?
Because right here in Ephesians 4:26, it says, be angry and sin not. So are you saying that the Bible's lying?
Why do you say anger come from God when he said, don't trust an angry person? An angry person is a murderer.
Because the scriptures say, be angry and sin not. So being angry is not a sin. It's the sin that you do in anger that's a problem, not anger itself. Righteous anger will get you to do things to change yourself and become a better person.
And what is righteous anger?
Righteous anger is if I see injustice being done to black people, that I speak out about it and I make it known and make our people aware.
And what good does that do?
What good does that do? What good does that do is it brings attention to a situation and it puts it out in the forefront for people to be able to understand we have a problem.
And what good does that do?
I just explained that to you.
But it doesn't change anything.
you might think it doesn't change anything.
What
but
doesn't
change?
Black people have gotten worse over the last 70 years. Nothing.
Wait a minute.
Not all, but most. But there's nothing good about them, and they've been claiming that racism is this and all that for 70 years. And
wait a minute.
They've only gotten worse. What good has it done to talk about it?
So look, let me tell you something. Black people have not gotten worse. White people have gotten worse.
And
you know why they've gotten worse?
Why has white people gotten worse?
Highest numbers of child porn possession, trafficking, bestiality, suicide, family murder, school shootings. That's all white people, sir.
And how have black people gotten better?
How have black people gotten better? Because we're not out there protesting anymore. We're not out there doing anything. We're minding our business, and the Trump administration is trying to draw us out into the street.
You're not, blacks are not out protesting?
No, we're not. We're not. We are not out there doing that.
Oh, so when those black females and other black men went into the church the other day, they weren't protesting?
I mean, maybe they were, but I'm just saying as a whole, we're not doing that.
Were they protesting?
Yeah, but it's more white people protesting than it is black people.
Were they protesting at their church?
I guess you could call that protesting, yes.
Was it protesting?
Yeah, it is.
So why did you say blacks are not protesting?
I'm saying collectively, we as a group are not out there protesting because it's a waste of time.
There was not a group of blacks protesting?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't see it. I don't watch the news.
You didn't see the blacks in that church?
No, I didn't.
You did not see that?
Nope.
Do you love white people?
Nope. Hell no.
Are you a Christian?
Nope.
Oh. Well, then that makes sense then. You don't have any love.
I mean, why would I love my enemy? Didn't David say in the Bible that I have perfect hatred for my enemies?
Why are you reading the Bible if you're not a Christian?
Because the Bible is not a Christian book. The Bible is an Israelite book given to the Israelites, not Gentiles, not Christians, not random white people.
Are you an Israelite person?
Yep.
So you an Allah U'Abba person?
Am I what?
Allah U'Abba.
I have no idea what the hell that is.
You said you were an Israelite?
I'm an Israelite, but that's not Hebrew you're speaking, sir.
Why are you black?
Obviously, I am black.
But why are you an Israelite thing? What are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Because the Bible mentions 400 years. The Bible mentions slavery. The Bible mentions slave ships. The Bible mentions being oppressed in a nation you've never known and taken into captivity and your sons and daughters sold. Yeah, that's about black people. The Messiah being hung from a tree, that's about black people.
But why are you... So you say you do read the Bible?
Yes, I do. I'm just not a Christian.
But the Bible is not for your kind of people.
What's my kind of people?
Because who
did God make a covenant with?
Because the Israelite, you can't be of the devil and of God, man.
Who did God make a covenant with, Jesse?
With the white people?
No, he did not. He made a covenant with Israel and Judah. That is not the white man. The white man is the oppressor of Israel and Judah.
Why do you say... Well, why do you think white people are so smart and they're the only one that create things and don't destroy?
You know why white people create things?
Because
they
smart.
Are of their father, the devil.
No.
They came from the devil.
Did Jesus
from
tell
fallen
you to,
angels.
Did Jesus tell you to love your enemy?
No. He did. But guess what David said?
Do
he said,
love
do I
your
not
enemy?
Hate them
are
with
you
a perfect
listen
hatred?
To David or are you going to listen to Jesus?
They put words in Jesus' mouth. The Christian slave master
All right,
put words.
Buddy, I got to run. Thank you. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. Thank you, Jeremiah. Fight the battle for you.
And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Super Chat.
All kinds of mess going on in this old here world. Am I right or am I right? You can hear it right here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday. It's Country and Western Tuesday. The 20th of January already. That means that Trump has been in office exactly 1 year, right? Because didn't he assume office in the 20th? Maybe it was the 21st. I think it's 20th is inauguration day usually, right? Something like that. Anyway, nice. AD 2026. And the lines are, there's one line open. They're almost full, but there is one line open. You. Yes, you. Unless you've already got called in and gotten on air once today. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats. Thank you kindly. We see them coming in, super chatters. Over on YouTube, on Rumble, on Pilled.net, on DLive.tv, on BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk, on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, Bond JLP, BONDJLP, all one word, is the cash tag, whatever. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, construction underway at the White House's East Wing for President Donald J. Trump's sprawling new ballroom. Far more interesting project supposedly happening underground, per Commie Nonsense. Beneath the site, a top secret bunker likely being rebuilt, they say. Likely. Okay? With modern technology, or is it postmodern technology, to counter evolving threats. Exciting. And Davos 2026, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's desire to take over Greenland and his tariff threats will loom large over this week's World Economic Forum, WEF, World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where more than 3,000 business and political so-called leaders from over 130 countries are gathering. Trump will speak at the forum Wednesday. He told reporters he expects little pushback on his plan, not much. Despite sharing a message from French President Emmanuel Macron, a text message, I think, maybe, perhaps, questioning the move. His friend Macron, our friend Macron, right? Even though he is a liberal with an old wife, shout out, lady. Mildly attractive, but... Anyway, meanwhile, markets reacted nervously today. You nervous? You scared? With European stocks falling and U.S. futures pointing lower as investors worldwide try to gauge how tensions between the U.S. and Europe may develop. And there's anti-ICE protests and riots. The devil with a cause, right? As you heard JLP mention, the Department of so-called justice, true justice perhaps in this case, not sure, investigating so-called protesters who interrupted a Christian church service in St. Paul, Minnesota. Not far from Minneapolis, right? Minneapolis, St. Paul, those are considered twin cities, am I right? On Sunday, you probably saw that. You saw that maybe yesterday on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and elsewhere on X and stuff. Dozens of demonstrators chanted, "ICE out! ICE out!" Not very catchy, but it's okay. Mildly catchy. Forced the service to stop, targeting a pastor who reportedly is a top local official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. President Trump sharply condemned the anti-ICE protests. You know, Don Lemon was there, right? Anyway, describing the demonstrators as, quote, agitators and insurrectionists, unquote. And that's accurate. And said they should be thrown in jail or thrown out of the country. Nice. The DOJ probe comes as opposition to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown is playing out both on the streets of Minneapolis and Minnesota's federal courts. And drama over those Epstein files, ancient history, old news. Few Americans are satisfied with the amount of so-called evidence released in the Jeffrey Epstein case, so said a Commie Nonsense poll conducted by SSRS Finds. I'll tell you more about that perhaps in the coming hour. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today already, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe that you are perfect or imperfect? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast anywhere in the world, but you can listen on your phone. It's been made possible as the show is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. And thank you. Appreciate it. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back
my country to me.
Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 In the first hour, we were talking about human nature. And human nature is the devil's nature. It's an evil nature. And if you doubt me, you can doubt me. I'm not trying to prove it to you or anything. I'm just telling you. And there are men and women who are waking up, and they're seeing that now. And for those people who want to see it, you can. And I gave you a couple example of human nature, which is the devil's nature. And you heard a couple callers call in and said, no, anger is from God. They believe that anger is from God. Isn't that amazing? The devil cannot survive without hating or being hated and being hated. Have you noticed that angry people love to make other people angry? They love being for you hating them, so they work hard overtime to try to get a reaction from you, angry reaction. That's the devil's nature. The devil's nature, which is human nature, always have a cause. They're fighting for something. God cause. They're fighting for God, they say. Religious causes. They fight for the country, another cause. Or they find some type of cause to fight for. That's the devil's nature, which is human nature. And human nature is evil. The devil's nature, which is human nature, always think that they're right. And they'll get mad if you don't agree with them that they're right. They'll get mad at you if you don't want to listen to them. Especially when they're fighting for God or religion. That's the devil's nature. The devil's nature loves to teach. God's nature said, let no man teach you. I will give you a teacher. And that teacher will make a home in you, and it will teach you, he will teach you all things. But what do? You run and look for a teacher, and the teacher deceive you. But because your nature is of the devil's nature, you're afraid not to even trust the teacher. Because the teacher has a title. He or she has a master's degree or a BA degree or a bishop, a pastor, a preacher, a prophet, a prophetess, or Allah Uabah title, or Jewish title. And you trust them because of a title. The Spirit of the Father said, let no one teach you. You edify one another, but don't teach. And don't allow yourself to be taught. But you won't listen to that. Human nature is evil. And they always fight for a cause. Isn't that amazing? And I gave you some examples. Let me do a few super chats and then I get to the phones. I was waiting for hate, but don't look like it's coming.
Super chat.
I'm waiting for you. You just like, what the?
Over on YouTube, D Live yesterday. Shout out to Bill West, Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D Live crew yesterday. Very cool.
Amazing. Thank you.
No Mo Thoughts bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. What a mess. I was at a birthday party with my parents and siblings and extended family at the restaurant. I told my brother where to sit so my parents can face each other. My mother tried to sneak a date with me and switch seats with my brother. But joke's on her. I switched with my dad. I'm not going to be your husband, mama.
Right on. Amazing.
Got her.
Right on. Don't let mama make you her husband, her boyfriend. And then she want to live with you the rest of your life. But amazing. Thank you.
Welcome, JLP show member Adrian C.
Thank you, Adrian C. I appreciate it.
Crafty Clark says, thank you, sir, for seeking the truth.
And thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
And over on YouTube also, another one, Anthony L. with a sticker that says 100 with double underlines written out. Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Appreciate that. As always, Anthony L.
Thank you, Anthony L. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Always very supportive.
Right on.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Let me go back to the busy phones here. I wanted to get in some calls here that I wasn't able to get to in the first hour. Let me go to Rhode Island and talk to Kobe. Let's see here. Kobe. Hey, Kobe. No, Kobe.
You know, I used to talk to you before, remember?
Oh, Kobe, you are on the air.
Yeah, cool. Okay, yeah, Jesse, I just wanted to ask you.
Ask.
What's going on this year, Jesse? Because I was watching you on TV the other day on YouTube, and you're still doing your same stuff about blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? You were talking to that black guy, and I was like listening to the conversation. I mean, you had the conversation to Jesse.
What did he say was wrong? Did he say what was wrong?
Yeah, he said, no. And he said, hey, the thing is, there is, you're still covering up all the, I mean, just the last 3 months, white people are going off the chains. Down where I'm living, they're killing people, raping people.
What, I mean, just,
they're doing national crime.
Are you
and
white?
You still won't mention them.
Kobe, are you white?
I'm mulatto. You know that, Jeff, half and half.
You what?
I'm mulatto. I'm half black, half white. I told you that last time we talked, Jesse.
And where do you live? And what are white? What do you say white people are doing?
Oh, the whole town was white, and it's all white crime, of course. You gotta, express the truth.
What are they doing? You live in Rhode Island?
Yes, I do.
And what are they doing in Rhode Island?
Drug selling, gangs, gang members, like selling crystal meth and jumping people and beating them up, armed robberies. There's no black people doing crimes. You know, crimes
Where did you get that information from?
Of Rhode Island?
Yeah.
My son is a state trooper, Rhode Island state trooper. That's where I got it from.
So your son told you that white people are committing all those type of crimes?
Yes, they are. It's all over the country, Jesse. You cover it up.
Your son told you that?
Yes, he did. But, Jesse, I know. Jesse, I work where I work.
Where can I look and catch up? I wasn't aware of that. That's why I'm asking you about it.
Of course, Jesse, you know, but around the country, Jesse.
Kobe.
You watch the national news.
Kobe. I'm asking because I want to read up on it. Where can I find it in Rhode Island,
Providence, Rhode Island?
All those white people doing all those crimes. Where can I find that?
Jesse, what I'm saying is blacks are doing crimes, but you only highlight black people.
Kobe,
black people do crimes, but you only say it's only blacks.
Kobe, where can
I find
that?
Why don't you admit?
Where can I find that information about the Rhode Island?
You can find it in the Providence Journal and stuff like that. But the thing is, you know, it's true.
Hold on. Kobe, calm down.
Jesse, the reason I'm talking like this, Jesse.
Take your breath. I'm trying to get some, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I wasn't aware of it. And so I want to read up on it so I can report on it.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Forget about Rhode Island. Let's talk about the national news.
Where can I find that in Rhode Island? White people.
Look up the Providence Journal, the local
Kobe,
news.
I gotta go. You won't let me talk. Call me again when you're ready to talk. Let me go to Noah out of Detroit, Michigan. Noah, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Good. So I think Joe Biden should get a second term. I'm kidding. I'm joking with you. But anyway, yeah. I wanted to hear your thoughts on the whole Don Lemon going into the churches with those ICE agitators. Because not gonna lie, that kind of it didn't make me angry, but I was like, wow, these people are trying to worship God, and all these people are coming in and bothering them. And I just thought it was wrong. So I just wanted your thoughts on that and what Don Lemon did too.
What Don Lemon did, based on all the reports I saw, is pure evil, and he joined it for the thrill of it. He's done and trying to make himself relevant, important, but it was all for evil. But that's what the children of Satan do. And even there was some black people in there doing it too. And one of the females said something like, she was a pastor, she had degrees, she was this, a lawyer or something. But it's pure evil. It's all for ego's sake. That's what the children of the devil do, is they always have a cause to fight for so they can feel important when it's all evil.
Okay.
And that female said she was a reverend or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's pure evil, man.
Okay, but do you think Trump's DOJ is going to go after Don Lemon, or do you think he's going to go untouched?
I don't know, to be honest. I absolutely don't know. I do know that they said that any violence against ICE or anyone else, and if they encourage that kind of violence toward others, that they will be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Wasn't the pastor a part of ICE, too? I thought I heard that. I might be wrong.
Excuse me.
Wasn't the pastor?
I don't know. I know that they said that the pastor was a part of ICE, but the man that they accused of being an ICE person wasn't there that Sunday, so he wasn't present.
That's ridiculous. I mean, look.
But this is evil on earth.
Yeah, it is evil. I mean, our churches are being attacked now. Like, back in the day, that wouldn't be stood for. You know, back in the 30s, that wouldn't have been stood for, and you know it, Jesse.
No, that wasn't happening then, that's for sure.
No, yeah, if that was happening, you guys would have stood up.
Back then, men were in charge, and today men are not in charge. The country is led predominantly by women, and whenever the woman's in charge, you can only expect nothing but destruction. Nothing good will ever come from it. That's why they put the female in charge. So they're saying, because the devil operates through the woman, and they know that nothing but destruction will come.
I agree, and thank God Kamala Harris is not our president.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesse, you have a good rest of your day, and happy Fat Tuesday.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, you take care.
Bye. So, according to Brave, said that blacks and Hispanics are overrepresented among criminal suspects. What does that mean?
That means that that caller who you just had said that whites are committing more of the crimes than anybody else.
Right.
I don't know if it's more crimes are being committed by whites because whites are majority over there.
Right.
But per capita, they're overrepresented, meaning there's blacks were 2.6, 3.7 times more frequently arrested than non-black residents. And Hispanic, Latinx people in 2023 were 1.6 times more likely than white individuals to be arrested for low-level offenses.
Amazing. You hear that? What's his name?
Kobe from Rhode Island.
Oh, you hear that, Kobe? Kobe didn't want to tell me where the information was. I wanted to read up on where white people commit all these different crimes. Okay.
It said that blacks were incarcerated at a rate 9.4 times higher than white residents.
Because they committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
What, Kobe, you hear that? And when you call Kobe, calm down so we can communicate. What the? Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? Everybody in their mom will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
What's going on, man? Look, man, you know, now you're seeing all these Democrats holding guns trying to stop ICE. Where were they when Biden let all of them in? Where were they then? That's when they should have had the guns, huh?
Well, they don't care about ICE. They just hate Donald Trump, and they hate America. It's not, I mean,
exactly,
they don't care
point
about the,
yeah,
illegal aliens. They just hate Donald Trump.
Wow, that is so sad. They'd rather let the country go down to dumps.
Yep.
Than trying to do the right thing, you know, and it's sad, man. I mean, because, like, I always ask these Democrats, I say, look, Biden let over almost 20 million people in. It's all about the numbers. Because, see, when they do the census, they can be counted, and that'd be more representatives for the Democrats, where they can stay in power.
What do you think about the people that who are turning on Trump? There are rhinos that are turning on Trump. What do you think about that?
You know, I guess they're afraid because they're probably afraid, like, oh, ICE ain't doing that much going after immigration. That's what they're supposed to do. If these people are going to try and hide them in their house, see what Biden did, he let them all come in, then
well,
he released them into the interior.
What do you think about the rhino Republicans who are turning on Trump?
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, Jesse, it's expected, because when the media plays stuff enough to get to your emotions, and then you think, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, even the ICE officer that shot Renee, I believe he's going to get off, and he should get off.
Renee fought the law, and the law won.
Exactly. And she was listening to her boyfriend or partner, whatever they call these homosexuals today. when she told her to drive off, if she loved her, she would have told her to stay there and deal with ICE until she got the situation solved.
But she had no business being there.
I agree. Definitely agree. Somebody was saying she was there her car got stuck. I said, no, she was blocking ICE. They was literally blocking ICE.
According to the report, her car what was happening.
Yeah. They're trying to say her car stalled, and she was telling the cars to go around. I like said, you guys, I said, the bottom line, I was talking to some people yesterday, you know, they liberals. I said, the bottom line is she had done exactly what she was told. She had been sucking God's air probably today.
Sucking what?
Sucking God's air, breathing. She had been breathing in alive probably today. You know what I'm saying? So she had been sucking God's air today. If she'll listen, man. You know, I didn't mean to say it like that, Jesse, you know. She had been enjoying breathing God's air if she would have listened to her wife.
Have you dropped your anger?
You know? For me? Yes, I have.
So you never
get any anger?
You never get angry?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, Jesse. I feel it coming on, but I don't act on it. You know how sometimes you can get irritable sometimes, and then you feel it coming on, but I try my best just not to act on it, if you will.
Why not just drop it, period, so it's not even a part of you?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know, but, that you was know, your sometimes, question.
No, I'm about to answer, Jesse. I mean, when you drop it, that don't mean you ain't going to feel it, huh?
No, if you drop it, it's not in you. How can you feel something that's not in you?
That makes sense, yeah.
No, that was a question.
Make perfect sense. Oh, yeah. You know, you're right. Just drop the anger.
No,
drop the anger.
Why
and maybe
drop
I didn't drop my anger.
I'm sorry?
You know what? I thought I did, but like I say, sometimes, time to time, you know, when people driving crazy, talking crazy, I feel the irritability coming, but I still show them love. I don't get angry at them.
Why don't you drop it so you don't ever feel that way? Because anger
is right.
Anyone that has irritability, what do you call that?
Irritability.
Or resentment or anger, that's the nature of the devil.
Yeah, and I need to drop mine, so I need to ask God to forgive me for that.
But
for
the,
because I thought I did, because, you know, I don't get angry. I don't get angry. I'm a very patient person.
But you say
you know what I mean?
You say you feel it.
I guess, you know, how I want to call it, the temptation to get angry. I feel that coming on. But I don't act upon it. I guess what I'm saying is sometimes when you get into a situation and instantly the enemy comes up and say, you need to blow a gasket. But I don't act on it, and I still master show the person love.
Okay.
Right, but you shouldn't even feel it. I don't even want to feel it either, but I do better at that, Jesse, for sure.
Right on. Amazing.
You shouldn't feel it. But for the most part, I don't act on it. You know, like when, yeah. You know, you get around liberals, they'll sit up there and say, I said that. But Jesse, where were you when President Biden let all these folks in? Yeah. How can you even try and patrol the streets then?
That's right.
Amazing. You see what I mean?
I do.
You know, and they weren't trying to patrol the streets then. Now, President Trump trying to enforce immigration laws, he didn't want something to hide them in their house. And to me, if anybody hide them up in their house, they should be charged with accessory.
Right. I agree. Absolutely, man. Lock them up.
Yes, sir. Throw away the key, man. I mean, and it's crazy, man. And it's always the liberal white women leading the charge. Then you get the Iron Triangle.
Liberal white women are crazy.
Yeah, you know, they go around. You can tell not only even liberal white women, but even liberal black women. Either they overweight, dye their hair an unusual color from what their hair is, and got a whole bunch of earrings in their face. That's real white until they are liberal.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know them body pills and the supcum ring on that there, Jeff.
Yeah. Great, I gotta run, man. Thank you for your call.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call there, Jesse, man. Yeah, I tried to even let it crawl on me there, Jesse. So don't let it roll. Thanks for the ministry there, Jesse. Love you, man. Y'all keep preaching the truth, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. So I asked John from Houston to call back because I took his call yesterday right at the end of the show, I believe, and he's calling back from Texas. John, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. I'm always going to do what I say I'm going to do.
Right on.
Yeah, my mom's messaging me in my inbox, and I just want to know, how do I protect myself?
Oh, yeah, you called about, you tried to get away from her, but she messaged you in your inbox, right?
Right, so if I open it, sometimes it's just like a long list of all these videos, and then maybe she might say some words in there.
Why don't you block her from your inbox?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I want to be accessible.
Why?
To. Okay, because. Well, it's good to be made in the image of Jesus. When he went on the cross, I mean, he didn't give people full access, but he was, that's kind of like what he wanted us to be, more accessible to each other.
So you said you blocked her, and then you unblocked her, and then you said something like you're not being protected by your earthly father and all that. Why?
Oh, man, you remember that?
Yeah. What do you mean you're not being protected by your earthly father? How old are you?
I didn't say that.
What'd you say?
I said...
Yeah, I don't want to misquote you. What did you say about you're not... You asked, are you being protected by your earthly father? What did you say?
I was asking you, how should I protect myself from my mother? And what's the right way to do that, that my earthly father should have protected me?
Oh, yeah. He should have while you were growing up, a kid. You're right. But why do you unblock your mother when you block her? Why do you unblock her?
So it's kind of a, you know the word, term, neurotic?
Yeah. You're neurotic?
No, it's just a word, but I'm thinking now maybe we're all just dust and, you know.
Why do you unblock her knowing that she is crazy and she's going to be trying to contact you and you don't want her to? Why do you unblock her?
I don't want to get, like, on God's bad side.
What do you mean by that? How are you going to be on God's bad side by blocking your mother?
If I, you know, say something, well, when I block her, sometimes I say something mean, and then I block her. All right? All right.
But why don't you block her, but don't be angry at her? Don't hate her. Just be done with her.
So I guess we're all just dust, you know?
Why don't you just block her, but don't hate her? She can't help herself. She's angry and out of control.
I wouldn't say I would say I'm being ignorant.
But you said you're trying to be on God's side by not blocking your mother. You think God would want your mother to irritate you?
It's been all my life that she's irritated me.
Right.
I don't know.
Now it's time to forgive her and forget about her.
I agree.
Why don't you do it?
I guess I'm just like my mother.
You are. Hold on a minute. Hold on, John. 888-77, Jesse, back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans.
good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like the videos. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Coffee, Ponchi's coffee. Books. The Ponchi coffee is good. And every penny goes back into getting the work we do here. All the merch, every dime goes back to the bond to help get help others to help others. The coffee is Mama Mia good. Everybody, they mama. If you're black, everybody their mama. If you're white, love Ponchi's coffee. Check out the books, the mugs, the t-shirts, the everything. Great stuff on JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And I will sign the books. Be sure to indicate who you want me to sign the books to. Don't forget to do that. Some people forget to say, well, could he sign it to this person or that person or even yourself? All right. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, or JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop. And one other quick thing is I do shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out is, birthday shout-outs, encouragement, weddings, congratulations. And sometimes people want about to, they want to propose to the their girlfriend, they like, Jesse, you just tell this person, ask this person, would they marry me? So I do that too for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And every dime, thank you for supporting us. I do appreciate it. And I know that some people, I don't even have to mention it to, they've been helped. They give back without even thinking about it. Thank you. Some people, I didn't realize until you mentioned it. I have not been given. And they started to support. They helped to support our work here, help us to help others. Thank you. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Right, James? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND, or you can mail them, check a money order, make it out to Bond, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or scan the QR code to support Bond. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to the busy phones. John, let me just ask, because of time, why don't you, and you're right, you're just like your mother, but you forgive her. She couldn't help herself, and then God will forgive you, and everything will start to change. Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Yes.
You told her?
As soon as I realized now I'm a doormat for my mother.
Have you told her?
I did tell her as well. Sorry. I told her I forgive you.
Okay.
Now, and I did that first.
So why don't you block her then and be done with her?
I suppose I'm just like my mother, that I'm out of control.
But then that's how you get control. You've forgiven her, so God will forgive you. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I forgave my father. That's the second thing I did.
Okay. So if you want to block her and just be done with her. Just don't be angry at her. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Jesse, I just stopped doing it like a few weeks ago. I'm not a few weeks, but I just stopped because I've been so out of control and angry lately.
Okay, well, go back to it, and then when the anger come, watch it, but don't call it you. Just be aware of it, though. Don't deny it, but just know that you're having these angry thoughts and you're feeling this way, but it's not you, and you'll be fine. You will overcome it. I promise you that, but stay with the silent prayer so you can can stay present.
So God isn't going to be holding it against me that I'm acting like a worm?
No, not at all, because God knows it's not you. He knows that it's the devil's nature inside of you. So, no, he's not going to be mad at you about it. God doesn't get angry at us about anything.
Because I've been feeling like he's like my dad, you know.
No, he's not. He loves you. He cannot get angry. All right? So just do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes. And stop calling anger you. You're not the anger, all right?
I'm not the anger.
Right.
I'm just my mother.
No, you're not even your mother anymore. Now that you have forgiven her, be aware of the thoughts and let God take the thoughts away from you.
So what are we? Are we dust or?
You're going to find out when you find out who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your whatever type name you call it. You're none of those things. So right now, don't think about who you are. Just work on overcoming who you're not. Okay?
Okay, so if I think about who we are, it's okay?
I'm sorry?
If I think about who we are, all of us.
No, you think about who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're none of those things.
I'll try it.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I'll think about who I'm not.
Right.
Okay, I'll try it.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first time caller, Nick, out of Ohio. Nick, you are on the air.
I've seen you all over the place, all over the news and things like that. I commend you on what you do. The one thing I'm looking at is the situation with the church over in Minnesota. That is given an uptick with a lot of churches. They need to prepare for defend themselves.
Yes.
And we need to secure our churches, and they already are secured. You ain't going to go to a Baptist church in the southern areas and do this. You're going to have the aunties over there. They're going to pull you out themselves. You know what I mean? And they ain't going to put up with it. And that preacher usually is packing. So, you know, so you got to watch what you do in some of these churches, because some of these churches ain't going to put up with this stuff. And, you know, for what happened there, I feel more horrible for the women and the children that were terrorized through the whole situation. They got to live with this for the rest of their lives. You know what I mean? you know, I'm not, you know, into all this other stuff, but when you mess with a God's people, God is going to condemn you for that. You are going to suffer. God is going to come after you with a wrath like you never even wanted to even see. You know what I mean? I don't wish nothing on nobody, but they had no right to go into that church of worship. You know what I mean?
Well, they definitely did not have a right. They should not have done that. They did it because they're evil. But God is not going to go after them at all about it, because the reason they did it is because they are children of the devil. So they are already miserable people. And so, as I said earlier, I don't know if you heard me or not, the devil
cannot. No, I didn't. I just jumped on. I'm sorry about that.
I said that the devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. The devil loved hating, and he loved being hated. And so those people went into that church and did that because they're evil, and they went in there to encourage the people there to hate them. And that's the only way they can survive. So they're already suffering, and they will only get worse because they're of their father, the devil. But God is not going to do anything to them because he already knows that they're of their father, the devil, so they're already suffering.
We are in so much spiritual warfare, spiritual battle right now through our country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With everything that's going on, you know, the number one thing we got to approach is the Sharia law. You know what I mean? Because people in America, they don't believe that actually is going to come here. You know what I mean? They don't believe that Sharia law is going to take effect on things. You know what I mean? They think if they sit at home and they, you know, I'm sorry to say, a lot of churches have an issue that they're too soft. And they're too soft, and they're sitting in a bubble. Granted, anybody can do whatever they
want. And the reason that the churches are soft like that because God has nothing to do with religion. He's not involved in the religion at all. So religious people are of their father, the devil, too. It's not about God at all. And that's why this is happening.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. You know, I mean, the horriblest thing, like I said, those children are going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives. You don't know how much it.
Do you feel anything about that?
Yes, I do. Because
and how
you
do
know
you
what?
Feel, what do you feel about it?
I feel that like they stripped them of their rights, their freedom, their safety.
I know, but what
you know
are
what I mean?
You feeling about it?
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
And why not?
Because I would not condone that with anybody.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean?
You're right. It is evil to do that. You're 100%. But why do you feel anything about it?
Why do I feel anything about it?
Right.
Because if that would have happened to me, yes, I would have felt like, you know.
I know,
worthless.
But it did not happen to you. What good is it doing for you to allow that to make you feel anything?
Every child of God is heard, okay? Every
but
tear
not, but
that
why
is shed.
Though? Tell me why. What good, and I'm just asking for my own understanding, what good, Nick, is it doing you to feel anything about it?
Because I'm a believer in
but
Jesus
what good
Christ.
Is it doing anything? I mean, for you, how is it helping them that you feel something about it?
Because I would not want that to happen to another church.
But why, I'm asking, what good is it doing you to feel anything about it?
Anything? What good is it?
What good is it doing
it's
you
making
or
me,
them?
It's making me reorganize and think in my brain how to pray for people that are, the devil has got a hold on everybody.
Yeah, and
okay?
How do you
the
pray
devil,
for people that are lost like that? How do you pray for them? For the
I pray for them.
So the other
I
people
would
know
them.
What to do as well. How do you pray for them?
I pray for everybody every single solitary day.
Right.
My
how?
Enemies. I pray for my enemies.
How?
I call on God.
And what do you say?
I say, Lord Jesus, please watch over my enemies and the people that walk in front of me, that you push back on them. Send the angels out And Lord, use the angels to push back on every spiritual warfare, every spiritual battle, everything that continuously to go on that wants to come against me or anybody else that is around me or in front of me. I ask you to place your hands on them.
And so when you do that, does that work?
To protect them.
When you do it, does it work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Noah, I mean, Nick, thank you, man. And I appreciate your call.
You know, the one last thing is, you know, the other prayer I use is to use that sword and that shield to ward off any type of enemies or viruses that come against you at any time. There shall not be one hair harmed on your head. And Jesus Christ spoke that.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. God bless.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric 5. If you can't see the devil, you are the devil, he says.
If you can't see the devil, you are the devil? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice.
100%. Thank you.
Alan B., 3 coffees. We made a white baby, and she got here 2 days before Christmas. First one is a girl. But don't worry, we'll make 10, and there will have to be a couple boys in the mix. Bless JLP and Bond.
Congratulations with the first baby, but real men made boys first, not second.
And?
First. And what?
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, Alan.
But congratulations, right on.
Indeed, very
cool. And make some more white babies if ever. We needed white babies. We need them now.
Shout out. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Brian, you are on the air.
Hello, Jess. How you doing this morning?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice.
Yep. I just wanted to ask you though, where you been getting your little thesis from about life?
My little what?
Your little thesis about life, your reasoning for life.
Oh, from within.
From within?
Yes.
Okay, so
I get
like
my little,
you,
my little
by you
thesis
saying that, if you get it from within.
About, I get
you,
my little thesis from within.
Okay, so if you get it from within, so you must have a strong intuition. Because you be telling people about you are not your thoughts.
You're not yourself, your thoughts?
You say you're not your thoughts.
Right. Do you see that
so
you're
how
not,
can you tell people that's telling people in two different directions at the same time? How can you do that?
What do you mean, two directions at the same time?
I mean, if you're telling people you're not your thoughts, and you just told me you get your thoughts from within.
I didn't say I was thinking. I said I get them from within.
Within whom?
Within me.
How you get it from within? You're telling people you don't get it from within yourself.
But when you
you're not your thoughts.
But when you stop thinking, that's when wisdom will come. And wisdom will teach you all things.
If you're not thinking, then you're dead.
What?
If you're not thinking, you're dead.
If you're not thinking, you're dead?
You're dead, yes.
Oh, and you're pretty right much. About that. When you stop thinking, and the false self will die, and there will be no more thinking. Except for logical thinking, when you want to make breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and put gas in your car. But you will not live by thinking. Your false self will die because it's the false self that's doing the thinking, which that made a home in you, and it's not you.
Where you read all this from? Where you get all this from?
Well, that if you want to read it, it is in the Bible that all who are born of the woman must die in order to live. You must return to the Father. And so that comes from that devil's. Human nature is the devil's nature. The devil's nature is the human nature. And all devils think That's why you have to die from that so you can stop thinking.
I am not. Like I said, if I stop thinking, I must be dead.
You will be dead. The false self will be dead. Are you your thoughts?
Like I said, where you be getting these crazy thoughts from?
Are you your thoughts?
What do you mean, am I my thoughts? What do you mean?
Are you your thoughts?
What you mean, am I my thoughts?
It was a question.
What you mean by that?
Are you your thinking?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, Elsa. You said it sounds like you believe that you are your thought because you said if you weren't thinking, you'd be dead.
No, it sounds like I said, what do you mean by that?
What?
What do you mean by that?
You made the statement, so I'm asking you.
I did make the statement. It's got to come from within. It's got to come from within, and then you get it from somewhere else.
Are you your thoughts?
I don't know how to answer that.
Do you create thoughts?
With the reasoning, yes.
And how do you do it?
I mean, I get it from somebody else, and then I think about it, and I think of a better way to come at it.
But how do you
do that?
How do you create thoughts?
You must think about them.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How do you create?
Like I said, you're asking me about the brain
how
again.
How do you create?
You're asking me, am I brain dead? I'm not brain dead.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, do you create your own thoughts?
I mean, like I said, where do you get your little things from? These are some crazy questions.
Brian, you said if you were not thinking, you would be dead, right? And so I'm asking,
right.
you said there's nowhere possible
we cannot be thinking of ourselves like that. We are not our thoughts. So if we're not our thoughts, who are we?
Who are you, Brian?
I'm like I said, who'd you just call me? I'm Brian, right?
That's your name.
And who are you?
That's your name.
And who are you?
Brian.
And who are you?
Brian, that's your name. So you didn't tell me how you create your own thought. And you didn't tell me who you are. When you want to know who you are?
I know who I am, but who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Bye, Brian.
Now, see, you're running again, you little chicken. Give yourself the chicken song.
You won't answer the question. You said you create your own thought. But
I don't know how to answer that question.
But why do you think you create your own thought then?
What amount of question is coming in?
But if you creating your own thoughts, wouldn't you know how you do it?
Yeah, tell me how it must be done.
You don't do it.
Because I'm like, no, you need to tell me.
Create your own thoughts, man.
Okay, well, who created them for? Who created them then?
Satan.
Satan?
Uh-huh.
I don't even believe like that.
You don't believe the devil exists?
No way.
You believe God is this?
Yes.
Why would you believe in God but not a devil?
And I would ask you that question, but the other way around. Why not a God?
Brian, I got to run. Yeah. Call me again. I appreciate it. Quick break. You know, the hate news, not the fake news. Now, back in a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Sweet.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. And our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, contributing to the cleaning up of the huge, disgusting, out-of-control mess, including he may sue J.P. Morgan Chase or somebody for debanking him after January 6th. See, the little guy, the little man, is not the only man to be debanked. It even went to all the way up to our greatest president. It's an attack upon white people and it's an attack on truth and an attack on real free speech, true speech. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 20th of January, AD 2026. There's one line open, and you can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old, all right? Young or old, and JLP will, hopefully, if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise, get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats. We saw a couple more coming in there. Very nice. You can podcast the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, and scroll down and look for the podcast, both the full shows, the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, and the JLP Highlights podcast, which happens at least once a week, usually, all right, with the highlights from the week's show. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, few Americans are satisfied, as I told you last hour, with the amount of evidence released from the Jeffrey Epstein case, because they're enticed to be nosy and into drama. And what is that thing that the Inquirer is? Anyway, the National Inquirer. A CNN poll conducted by SSRS finds with most saying they believe the government is intentionally holding back information. Duh. And 1 month has now passed since Congress's deadline for the Justice, so-called Justice Department, to release all files on Epstein. But the department recently estimated they've made available less than 1% of the records. Also this week, a 10-foot-tall replica of President Trump's alleged birthday message to Epstein appeared in the National Mall. Talk about lack of class, right, by these people. The president denied that he signed the letter or had a close relationship with Epstein. And solar radiation storm going on. Meanwhile, in the real world, the sun, which is real and it is in space, is currently releasing the largest solar radiation storm in over 20 years. So say forecasters, ranked at a level 4 out of 5 on the severity scale. The storm being tracked by the National Weather Service's Space Weather Prediction Center. It poses increased radiation risks for astronauts in low Earth orbit, meaning up on the International Space Station, for example, and passengers on polar flights, meaning going up over around the North Pole, I guess, right? North Pole, I presume, right? Maybe not the South Pole? I'm not sure. And could disrupt satellite communications and GPS. Maybe both poles. Anyway, meteorologists say that people on the ground face minimal danger. The storm may produce dazzling auroras, you know, the aurora borealis and stuff like that, potentially visible today across much of the northern United States and as far south as Alabama and NorCal, Northern California. Exciting stuff. The Indiana Hoosiers, they got the national championships over the Miami Hurricanes, 27-21. Why does that sound like a low score? Oh, for that's football. That's not basketball? Okay, nice. Congratulations. And Valentino Garavani, he died at the tender age of like 93 or something. Gone too soon. So bad. No, that's not that young. Italian fashion legend Valentino Garavani. Elegant evening gowns, I guess he made, according to Commie Nonsense. Okay, I don't use that word. Were favored for decades by some of the world's most glamorous women. He died on Monday. Rest in peace. There have been 4 shark attacks in 2 days down under over there off the coast of Australia. They're saying stay out of the water. A spate of shark attacks. What a mess in the most populous state there. I'm James Hake, now JLP. We'll be right back.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? It's an amazing question. For those who want to know themselves, to know yourself is the beginning of life. I promise you that. And for those who don't want to know yourselves, you can stay in darkness, stay dead. Your eyes are open, but you're barely breathing. Amazing. But for those who want to overcome, the beginning is to know yourself. It's amazing. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show anywhere in the world, we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, and we are heard around the world. And so, different time zones for different folks. In some places in the world, it's already Wednesday. Isn't that amazing? I counsel with, we have amazing counseling service too. Family intervention counseling by phone, walk-in, or FaceTime, or Zoom, or whatever. Zoom. And I talk to people, it's already another day in this country. Isn't that amazing? I'm like, what the? New Zealand and places like that. But anyway, if you want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, rebuildingtheman.com. But anyway, you can podcast the show or you can listen, and you can listen on your phone until you're able to watch it again by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and I am going to get to all your super chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is country and western. Remind me of Sweet Home, Alabama. It is country and western Tuesday. Yeehaw.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive.
just perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. In your face, anchor baby. Pete from Alaska, thank you again, Pete. I know I've thanked you 100,000 times already, but your song is amazing. It's a spiritual battle, and the warfare is happening inside of you, the individual, not outside, inside of you. And other people's wars are happening inside of them. The devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. And the devil always has a cause. God, they're fighting for God, religion. They're fighting for the country or some type of cause. And the devil cannot stand alone. He always have to have followers standing with him. And because the followers convince him that he is right. He look around and he see them fighting for abortion too, to kill the baby in the womb. He like, I must be right. The fathers are here too. They're fighting against abortion or for abortion. The devil's nature is human nature, and human nature is evil. Isn't that amazing? God said, the Spirit of Truth said, the light said, I will give you a brand new nature, the nature of the light and not of the darkness. The darkness doesn't even know it's dark. Did you know that? The darkness doesn't even know it's dark. Have you noticed that angry people do not know that they're angry? They do not know that they have all these fake causes in life? Have you noticed that angry people don't know they're of their father, the devil? The darkness doesn't even know that it's dark. Angry people, you can't convince them that they're evil. What do you mean I'm evil? Angry people are evil, and they don't even know it. They call evil good. Emotional people are evil people. But they think emotions are good. Jesus was angry, they say, and they call it righteous anger. Darkness doesn't even know it's dark. Angry people don't know they're angry. They call it righteous. Emotional people think it's normal to feel something for someone. They call it love. But come out of the darkness into the light, if you want to. Get to know yourself. Let me go to Travis, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Travis, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good, Mr. Jesse. Reverend Jesse.
You can just call me Jesse.
Yes, sir, Jesse. You can call me Travis. And listening to you for a long time, and you said you was born in the Jim Crow area.
Yes.
And I am too. I was, when I went to school, I was in grade school. It was segregation back in them days.
Beautiful.
And I was born and raised through that. And what a wonderful time that was.
It was. Segregation was the best time. Now that they have integrated, it's the worst time. What a mess.
Yes, sir. What the?
What the?
Yes, sir. I love your show and Bond and all. I've been watching you a long time, but I never have attempted to call you until this time.
Right on.
I love what you're doing, and I wish I was able to do what you're doing. I do help everybody I can help where I stay here in my apartment here.
How do you help them?
They come by asking them if they need help, if they need money, or, you know, I'm not rich. I live off of a little Social Security check. I've been working since I was 13 years old. I'm 71 now. And only the strong survive is my motto.
That's right. Only the strong survive.
Yeah, amazing. My daddy. Go ahead.
No, your daddy what?
My daddy he came from 11 kids in his family. And grandpa drug them around and threw them in cotton patches to pick cotton. And he had, there was 11 of them. And daddy's mama gave birth to daddy. She was an Indian woman. I'm mostly Indian. And she gave birth to daddy and died. And he didn't have a mother. His oldest sister raised him.
Amazing.
Yeah, he didn't get no milk.
So you are Indian?
Yes. I'm not full-blooded Indian, Jesse.
You're a half-breed?
Yeah, I'm a half-breed.
Half-breed. That's all I ever heard.
Jesse, did you ever hear about this is a historical fact. The longest-serving Democrat, Senator Robert Byrd, do you know him?
I know who he was, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, Hillary Clinton called him her mentor.
I heard about that. What the?
Uh-huh. And President Barack Obama gave him his eulogy at his funeral.
And he used to be, at one time, he was one of the heads of the KKK, right? Robert Byrd.
Bingo. Senator Byrd was the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, according to all the report, he's a recruit for them and everything.
Yes, and he was the longest-serving Democrat in history.
It's amazing how he was the head of the KKK, according to the story. And then when he stopped being the head of the KKK, he turned evil. That's amazing. Well,
yeah. And Obama spoke at his funeral, you know?
Yeah.
And how can all these people, you know, I was raised in a black neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, some of my best friends I bumped heads with playing basketball as a child, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not, there's not a prejudiced bone in my body.
Travis, how old are you again?
71.
Isn't it amazing how when we were segregated, we got along better than we did when they integrated? It's amazing that if things got worse when you forced people to come together and they were beautiful when you allowed people to be around whomever they wanted to be around.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What a mess, huh?
I mean, what the? Yes.
And so you're 71. You have children and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
I had two out of wedlock.
Right on.
When I was young.
Yeah.
Like you said, you had one out of wedlock. But
yep.
I didn't want them to suffer, but I had them girls, they went the wrong way with it.
You made children with the daughter of the devil.
I mean to tell you, they gave one of them, my son, my oldest son, was adopted out by this girl. She gave it up for adoption.
Why she didn't give it to you?
Cause I just went out. It was a one night playing. We went on double dates with my kinfolk.
Oh.
Uh-huh, and she what the deal is, the next weekend she went out with my little brother, and he didn't turn nothing down but his collar. So that throwed a wrench in the cog, you know.
He didn't turn anything down but a collar.
Yeah, he said
18 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. If they can't walk, he'll help them. That's my little brother. He said he didn't turn nothing down with his collar. He was a slut maker, you know, like we talk about.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Well, Travis, I enjoyed talking to you, man. Call me again.
I sure will, Jesse, and keep on doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep watching you, brother.
Right on. I appreciate it.
Okay.
We're a mess. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Half-breed. Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. My father married us in Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me. The white man said that the Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Half-breed, that's all I ever heard. Half-breed, I love and hate the word. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. What a mess! My grandmother was part Indian. She had good hair until the day she died. Long, pretty hair. My grandmother did. She was a part Indian. What the? Charles is out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
Okay. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Charles. Charles is... my hometown boy.
Homeboy. Yeah, I just listened to you. I love your show, man. And what did you say? Your grandmother was part Indian?
Everybody wanted to be part Indian. My grandmother was part Indian. And she had long, pretty hair until she died.
Is that right?
She didn't have black hair. She had Indian hair.
Indian hair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yes, it is amazing. We were right around the corner, man. We were just, I heard about my grandmother having that too. I never met any of them. By the time they got to my generation, we was all black. You know? We got pictures. Yes, she parted and just the old Cherokee, I guess. But it was amazing.
That
I was happy
amazing.
About it. That was amazing, man. It was amazing.
So, Charles, what do you think about what's happening in Minnesota right now with the Somalians stealing all, according to reports, our money?
Well, that's what they came to get. Then they came to get help.
Yeah. And they got it.
They came for the milk and honey. That's what they came for. They didn't come here. If they got to go back, let me take something back. I'll enjoy something while I'm here. Yeah, I hate that it's growing bigger and bigger, but it got to come to an end. The devil got to stop.
Yeah,
you know he gonna fight, but
In Ohio too, they said this according to the report, the Somalis are doing the same thing with the money in Ohio.
Then he came here and got a toehold. He got a toehold in there, huh?
In Ohio, the Somalians are taking all the money, according to a report, and the Haitians are eating up all the cats and the dogs.
Yeah, Ohio is a mess, then. Yeah, right down the road from me. I'm in Michigan. So
It's
just a mess, but, we just have to be our... Keep moving and keep doing what you're doing and keep putting the message out there. Good information. Yeah, we got to watch it, you know, and be aware.
Yeah.
Like you said, my thing to be aware.
Yeah.
And, we made in the image of God, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we made in his image. So we good.
We got to love one another.
We got to love one another. That's right.
And not hate. Amazing.
Not hate. But good talking to you, man. I talk to the people. Yeah, give me a shout out. I'll call this morning. So I'll call you back later.
Right on.
Yeah, buddy.
Say hello to everybody for me and shout out to all my people from Alabama.
Alabama, sweet home Alabama, did all the way down to Hicksboro.
That's right. Amazing. That's right. So for those who don't know, Charles went to Russell County High School. I went to Coma High School, and my school used to play his basketball team against his basketball team, and we would always beat them.
Always beat them, yes. I don't know about that.
I'm just kidding.
But we did. We're good. Yeah, right down in the next county over, man.
Right.
Rebecca High School, yep.
Amazing.
We got to play them. It's amazing. Small world, but it's amazing.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, Charles. Call me again.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
All right, bye.
Russell, we love you. Russell, my suit, that's a cheer song. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. Russell County High School. We love you in the summer, in the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
You remember your high school song?
We didn't. Well, yeah, I remember some of the cheerleader songs.
Right.
They were funny.
Sing one.
Pump, pump, pump it up.
That's a white song.
I guess. What a mess. Sarah on YouTube. Good morning, Jesse. Married, mom of six. Love your show. So happy to catch you live. Listening while I clean. God bless you and our fellow Americans.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
G. Fontes helping me with the hate news. Not fake news. Or is it?
The hate news is amazing news.
I was looking for a word that the Inquirer is, because everybody wanted to know what the Epstein about the Epstein files. And G. Fontes says the word tabloid, Hank.
Yep, that's for sure. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a dumbbell loaded up with enough weight, probably about 40-pound dumbbell. Very nice.
Right
on. Thank
you,
Anthony L.
Stay with it, Anthony, and I appreciate you.
Very strong. Sweet as honey. Send some JLP mojo to Minneapolis for me.
If ever they need it over there, they need it now. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yep.
Thank you, sweet as honey. And N Heat bought a coffee. Hey, my blue-eyed half-breed.
Half-breed.
That blue background and blue shirt got your blue eyes popping today.
That's all I ever heard.
Triple exclamation mark. Punchy showing off all his whiteness in full glory today. Go half-breed, blue heart.
Amazing. Thank you.
5 from Nikki. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you, Mickey.
BQ.
What? Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I saw a man on the train speaking his trauma out loud to himself, like he couldn't help it. He didn't look imperfect to me. I think awareness lets us see that God made us all perfect.
So who is that from?
Nikki, she is saying.
So Nikki, you're saying you're perfect? Thank you, Nikki. Very interesting, too. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much. Amazing response.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Very interesting. Mickey, right?
Nikki.
Nikki. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller, Mike, out of Minnesota. Minneapolis. Mike,
yes, sir. Yes.
You are on the air, Mike.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Hey, I can't believe I actually had the bravery to call you today, but I did, so here we are.
Were you nervous about calling?
I was, man. I was. I've been listening to you for the last year, and you've transformed my entire life. I literally want to call in every single day I watch, but I get nervous, and I don't. And here we are a year later, man.
We're better late than never.
I guess, yeah, man. A part of listening to you and a part of what's helped me is, you know, the staying still.
Yeah.
You know, I know how you preach to stay still, you know, like, especially when you want to just get up and move and whatever, just stay still. And I've been doing that. Right. And it's been, it, it's, it's really transformed my thought process throughout the last year. But lately, I've been really wanting to pick up a move, man. Like I said, I'm in Minneapolis, and I'm a Trump supporter 100%. I know exactly what the Democratic Party is doing to this country.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am surrounded by enemies, man. I am. I feel like I am surrounded by the devil.
Any of those things happening, the protesting thing, are they happening in your neighborhood or are they happening away from you?
No, not necessarily in my neighborhood. Yeah. But that's not to say they couldn't. I live by a lot of college kids and stuff. But see, that's the thing about these protests. These aren't organic college protests like you've seen back in the 70s.
Right.
These are paid protests,
yeah.
And they ship them right down into the hood. They got them right in the hood, and it's all white people down there protesting. That they sprinkle in a couple black people and a couple native people here and there, but it's just mostly crazy white people out there protesting. And they don't even know what they're protesting for, Jesse.
They have no clue. Absolutely.
No, and they're getting people hurt. They're getting people hurt. Like that Renee Good, yeah, she was as goofy as a $4 bill, but you know what? That got placed into her head.
She fought the law, and the law won.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm sorry, I almost said the F word. but for real, I mean, that's how crazy it is around here. You can just see it just bleeding into people, man.
It's happening in all of the blue states.
And yeah.
So, yeah. If you move, where will you go?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm thinking the further south, the better. I mean, I do got some good things going for me. I mean, I'm a machinist with over like 20 years of experience. So literally I can fall out of bed and make like $45 an hour in pretty much any state out there. So that's a good thing.
You're not like married to have kids or anything, right?
No, thank God. I mean, my kid is actually older now. I mean, he can have an option. He can either come with or he can visit. You know, like I put in my time in the state. I paid my child support. I did all the things I was supposed to do like a good little Minnesotan, and now I'm sick of it. You know?
That's right.
I'm sick of it, dude. I am.
That's right. Well,
oh man,
I understand your concerns, but do not be afraid and stay present. And I promise you, if you stay present, you will see if you should move and when you should move and even where to move. Because the light, the spirit of truth, love you, and it will guide you in all things. But don't do it out of fear, because if you do it out of fear, you're going to regret it later.
Yeah.
I've been trying to
calculate exactly where this is coming from, if it's coming from a place of fear. And I know, like, deep down inside, I'm one of those knuckleheaded city boys who, like, isn't afraid of anything because I was raised in the hood and all that stuff. So I don't think it's coming from a place of fear.
Right. Good.
I don't know. I'm having trouble putting the bullseye on where exactly this is coming from.
Yeah.
I really am, man.
Well, here's what I recommend. Whatever the thoughts are telling you about it, whether you should move or not, whatever thoughts are telling you, don't do it. Don't make a decision based on thoughts. But have a way to see, and it would be, you would know what to do. And I promise you, Mike, when you see clearly what to do, whether it's to stay or go, and where to go to, you'll be fine. But if you listen to thoughts telling you, oh, you better get out of here, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, blah, 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 then you listen to the devil. And the devil will always set you up, and then he'll laugh at you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing I placed in out of your world into my world is the thoughts. Like any thought about myself, whether it's good or bad, I immediately kick it out of my head as soon as it enters. I'm not allowed to think like that. And oh my God, has that opened up it's opened up like different neural pathways. I didn't know we were there.
You haven't seen anything, man. It gets
better. I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Yeah. Amazing. I got to take
absolutely.
A break, Mike. Call me again, man. I appreciate it.
I will. Absolutely.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pules.net. Back in a moment. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. So, a couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, 9 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair from 9 to 11, and he's on fire. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby. You think Trump has energy? And he does. The anchor baby has to rest. Given to him by God. And he is on fire. The American anchor baby, a real pilot, not a DEI pilot, not a pilot based on male or female, the color or anything like that. He's a Google power pilot. And amazing. No fighting on his plane, no dressing in pajamas. You got to dress right in everything. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, and 12 p.m. on Fridays. The American Anchor Baby, and don't forget, if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on the planet. Individual and family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-ins. To make an appointment, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And thank you so much for helping us to help others. Your support, I definitely appreciate it. Earlier, it is a spiritual battle, but I want to encourage you to recognize what the battle is, and that is happening inside of human beings, inside of the individual, not on the outside. What you see them doing on the outside, they're doing it because that's what's happening on the inside. It's a warfare between good and evil. And I gave you the nature of human beings in the first and the second hour today. And I want you to know human nature, human beings are evil. No such thing as a good person, man or woman. None are good. Zero. All evil. And some examples of knowing that human beings are evil, they always have a cause in life. They're fighting for abortion or against abortion. They're fighting for civil rights or against civil rights. They're fighting against the whites or for the whites. They're fighting against the blacks or for the blacks. They're fighting against the Jews or for the Jews. They're fighting against something, country. They're fighting for the religion, their country. They always have a cause. All human beings always have a cause because they're evil. And they believe
they believe that they need to be fighting for something, because that's the nature of Satan. The devil always fight with the devil inside of your mind and inside of a human being. So I recommend, do what you want. Stop fighting. Don't fight. Don't protect the ego. It's of your father, the devil. And you make the devil your God. And the devil cannot survive without hating and being hated. Hate it. And people who judge are the devil. People who are in fear. People who are lonely. People who are depressed. People who worry. People who feel something for other people. Oh, I feel so sad for that person. I feel so sad for those people. What about the children? Or whatever. That's the devil's nature. You can't save anyone. Those who try to teach, and you get mad because no one wants your teaching. And you get mad at them. I tried to tell them, but they didn't want to listen. I tried to tell them about God, and they didn't want to listen. And you get mad because they didn't want to hear you. You're of your father, the devil. God said, don't tell anyone. The devil said, tell everyone, and you run and tell it. You set up a ministry or a Bible class or something. You want to tell people about God. He said, don't. Let the Holy Spirit teach them. But you'd rather have the outer teacher and not the inner teacher. I want to show you another example of the devil, and then I'll get to your calls and stuff. I want to show you another example of the devil at work. The devil with a cause. WLPG is reporting. A Miami Beach political activist got an unexpected knock on her door Monday over a comment she made to and about the mayor, Stephen Miner, on Facebook. The activist had commented on a post by the mayor, who is Jewish, that proclaimed Miami Beach a safe haven for everyone. Watch this from CBS Miami.
Good morning. Raquel Pacheco says that she feels sad. She says she has this overwhelming feeling that freedom of speech died when Miami Beach police knocked on her door and she recorded the exchange. Take a look.
Am I being charged with the crime? Okay, so you're here to investigate a statement that I allegedly made on Facebook.
Raquel Pacheco, a former candidate for the Miami Beach City Commission and Florida Senate, started recording when officers showed up at her door Monday afternoon. Pacheco commented on Mayor Miner's post about the city being inclusive. Pacheco said, in part, the guy who consistently calls for the death of Palestinians tried to shut down a theater for showing a movie that hurt his feelings and refuses to stand up for the LGBTQ community in any way. Now, Miami Beach police said in a statement it was made aware of a social media post containing potentially inflammatory commentary referencing a Miami Beach elected official. In light of recent national concerns regarding anti-Semitism and out of an abundance of caution, the department assessed the post for any potential safety implications.
Anyone who reads that statement, I don't know how you can take that as an incitement to violence of any type. My overwhelming feeling was that freedom of speech as I know it died at my front step yesterday.
The devil with a cause. Everybody and they mama, if you're black, and their mama has a cause. That's evil. That's human nature. And human nature is evil. You need a brand new nature. We all, if you want to be free, you got to return to the Father. You got to drop your anger. And stop loving your thrills. Your thrills are evil. This female, pure evil. Pure 100% evil to the core. And anyone who says they love one, but not all, you're evil. The Spirit of the Father sent his Son for all who will receive eternal life, if you want it. And he said to love even your enemies. You hate your enemies because your nature is that of evil. Anyone, and if you hate one, you hate all. You hate all. What a mess, huh? But you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you. Get tired of being you, and the change will happen. You don't have to be you. This is so profound and so deep and so amazing. It's just amazing. You don't have to be you any longer. Your nature is an evil nature. Your thoughts are evil. Your thoughts are not yours. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You just don't understand the nature of evil. You call it you. Oh, I feel so bad. I love the Palestinians, but I don't love the Jews. I love the Jews, but I don't love the Palestinians. I love the black people, but I don't love the white people. I love these people, but I love the Indians, but I don't love the white people because the white people took the land from the Indians. You love nobody. You're lying, and you're a dangerous person because your nature is of the devil. Someone mentioned Don Lemon earlier in the show today. Don Lemon is evil. His actions were evil because he is evil. Yahoo News has reported former CNN host Don Lemon suggested some of the outrage. He went into this church with these, he said he was going there to report, with these wicked, evil people that boshed in on the church there, acting like they were trying to go after the Iceman. They said that he was the preacher, according to the report, that the preacher had something to do with ICE. The preacher wasn't even home. Another man was preaching that day. I'm like, what now? And then going into the devil's going into the church because they care about the illegal aliens, but not ICE and not Americans. So Don Lemon said he followed them in there to report because he is a reporter. But the way he spoke to the preacher, according to the report, I didn't see any love in that. Yahoo News, former CNN host Don Lemon suggested that some of the outrage after he followed a group of anti-ICE agitators who stormed into St. Paul Church came from religious group who feels entitled due to white supremacy. See how evil that is? No such thing as white supremacy, right? Why is this from X?
I think these MAGA men, they have like a hive mind. None of them are unique. None of them are the alphas they think they are. They just all take their orders every day. What's Elon saying? What's Trump saying? And they have to bend and mold. And you are a prize for them, an independent, gay, black, happy, successful man.
I don't disagree with that. I think that there is obviously there's racism in it. The whole point of it is that they're trying to they're detaining people on the streets because of accents and the color of their skin. And they're also targeting people of color and black people as well as brown people. And there's a certain degree of entitlement. I think people who are, you know, in the religious groups like that, it's not the type of Christianity that I practice, but I think that they're entitled, and that entitlement comes from a white supremacy. And they think that this country was built for them, that it is a Christian country, when actually we left England because we wanted religious freedom. It's religious freedom, but only if you're a Christian and only if you're a white male, pretty much.
See how evil that is? Human nature is evil. Very deceiving. It's a lie. But you don't have to be you any longer. See how that conversation went? Nothing about it was true at all. But if you're emotional, if you're of your father, the devil, if you have anger or resentment or anxiety, you believe it. And you react to it, whether for or against. You got to lay your weapons down if you want to be free. You got to get rid of your causes. You don't need to fight for abortion or against abortion. You don't need to fight for or against anything. You don't have to, don't even ever try to prove anything to anyone. You can't prove things to people. What's wrong with you that you feel like you need to? That's the devil's nature. Why do you want to prove anything to the devil? Why? Think about that. And a nice person, evil. Unless you overcome it being nice by being aware of that and you become a doormat, but you're aware that you're a doormat and letting anything happen to the ego, not to your physical body, but to the ego nature, then you're different. Men and women, you must die from this devil nature. Human nature is an evil nature. Look how, just look around you. Where's the peace in that? Where's the love in that? You can prove me wrong. It's right before you. Prove me wrong. The devil nature, love hating and being hated. Love judging and being judged. It get a thrill from it. Nick is out of Illinois. Nick, you are on the air. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Jesse.
You are hey, on Jesse. The air.
Am I heard around the world?
By everybody. And they mama if you're black.
And they mama.
Their mama if you're white.
All right. All right, calling in for the BQ. And this is an easy one.
Okay. Do you believe you are perfect or imperfect?
I do.
You do what?
I believe that I am perfect.
And why do you believe that?
Because it's in the Word. It's right there in the Word.
What does it say?
It says, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And then it goes on, line 48, verse 48, be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
It's right there.
I want to respond.
For all to see.
I want to respond, but I can't. Let me ask you this. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong because I'll respond on Sunday. Let's say that what you read is true. Why do people say that they're not perfect?
They believe the lie, and they're not trusting in what God has told them, and they're not trusting that it is finished. And again, they believe the lie.
Very, very interesting. I appreciate that, man. And I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Look forward to it. All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I wanted to show you one more thing that how the devil operates through human beings, human nature. I think I go to because of time. Then I'm still going to get back to some calls, but I want to show you this. I think I go to soundbite 20-5, Nick. Let's see here. It seemed to be shorter because of time. Fox 13. A 12-year-old. A 12-year-old, when my producer told me this, I thought he was saying 18 years old. This is a 12-year-old wearing a hot pink ski mask, attacked and robbed a 43-year-old woman using a screwdriver in Seattle Central District. Watch this from Fox 13.
People walking along 23rd Avenue South and South Jackson Street in the Central District Sunday, unaware of what happened just hours earlier.
Seattle police say just before 7 o'clock at night, a 12-year-old wearing a hot pink ski mask robbed a 43-year-old woman at an Amazon Fresh store. Police say the boy attacked the woman, hitting her multiple times in the face with his hands, then used a screwdriver and poked her in the face, striking her left cheek. Police say he then stole her purse, ran into the parking garage, and went through it. They say he then went back to the woman, assaulted her again, and then ran off. At some point, police say the 12-year-old also entered this Walgreens nearby.
I never thought this is safe. That's why I don't go out in the evening. I only do it during, morning.
Police say when they later found the boy, he managed to run away. But based on his age, unique clothing description, and previous run-ins with police, officers recognized him and knew where he lived. They got a search warrant for his arrest, took him into custody, and found the screwdriver.
Amazing. Think about that. A 12-year-old. And this is every angry person. You may not take a screwdriver and hurt somebody in the face, but you're thinking about it. You're judging them in your head, in your mind, in your thoughts. Same thing. You have fear. Same thing. You have resentment. Same thing. You react. Same thing. You have a cause that you're fighting for. Same thing. You might as well have the screwdriver in your hand. Because the act is in the thoughts. It is not the physical. If you never thought about this, you would never do it. It's in the thought. The scripture said, and I repeat, the sin is in the thoughts, not in the action. You may put on a phony, oh, I'm such a nice person attitude, but in your mind, you're judging. In your mind, you're jealous. You're revengeful. You have suicidal thoughts. You cry at night. You're lonely. You have fear. You have everything because it's the same thing as taking a screwdriver. A 12-year-old, did you ever think? A 12-year-old, it's the same spirit. Human nature is evil. You must. You don't have to be you anymore. You can be free. But you got to stop listening to the thoughts. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And you got to forgive your mama and your dad, every human being on the planet. If you want to return to love, perfect love, not emotional love, not mama's love, you must forgive her. She couldn't help herself. She did the best she could. Her mother did it to her. And she turned you away from your father in the same way that her mother turned her away from her father. Mothers are not victims. Women are not victims. Love your fathers, men and women, all races. Your problems are inside of you. All right? And lay your weapon down. You can protect your physical body, but there's nothing else to protect. And I promise you that. You don't have to be you any longer. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, Groovy Monkey, taking care of Business Bear for the rest for the and the rest of the D Live crew for the D Live support as always.
Amazing, thank you all.
Joe on the X live stream, Hog 85, Lemon is getting exactly what he wanted. He wanted to be talked about. That is what people are doing.
Yes,
people should just ignore this guy.
I rest my case. Right on, Jim. Right,
Joe.
Joe, you're right, Joe. What a mess.
Shout out to the Rumble crew, Pastor Chatelet, John 3 of 3, and the rest of the supporters, the monthly supporters there on the Rumble crew, the subscribers, 77 Market, Slave to Him, all y'all.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank y'all. Amazing.
And thank you to all of the YouTube monthly supporters, subscribers on The Fallen State, JC Lee Peterson, and Bond Rebuilding the Man. Appreciate that, guys.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you all. And remember, oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Remember, you don't have to be you any longer. You can be free. But you gotta lay your weapons down. You gotta drop the anger. Don't even say how. Oh, how. Drop it and find out how. Amazing. Callers, I'll get to you. Call me tomorrow if you can, or whenever you can. I do appreciate it. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. Then the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy TV. PUNCHIETV. Check out the merch. Like the videos. And all that good stuff. Thank you all for your support. I am out of time. Tomorrow is excellent. Black excellent. I can't believe that tomorrow Wednesday already. If it comes. I am out of time. Thank you, callers. Thank you, everybody. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. Just stay there. You don't have to be you any longer. God is holding nothing against you. He does not punish. He does not bring on pain. He set you free from pain. Take care, folks. Bye. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.